It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program again today, brought to you by FHN. And joining us here today, now this morning, is Dr. Timothy Laurie. Dr. Laurie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's always great to talk to you. Now, you're here this morning, Dr. Laurie, to tell us about a new screening for colorectal and colon cancer, which I understand is the third most common cancer and the leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so, you know, colon cancer is certainly a problem. And the issue is that it's a silent disease. It usually doesn't cause any symptoms until it's grown to the point where it may be little impact on reversing the process. And so that's what makes it such a deadly process. When it comes to screening for different kinds of cancers, there's very few cancers that you really have an opportunity to catch it early and make a difference. And when it comes to cancer, that's what it's all about. Catching it early or even preventing it from even occurring, that's really where the benefit of making change is.
Doc, I know that apparently the incidence of colon cancer has been dropping in many age groups. Talk about the screening process here and your recommendation for screenings.
Yeah, so, you know, the older guidelines had sort of recommended that we start screening at the age of 50. That generally comes from that the most common age group to develop colorectal cancers, usually in the 60s and the 70s. But the American College of Cancer and societies and other professional societies really recognize that there's an increasing rise of colo, specifically rectal cancer, in the age group between 45 and 50. So we're actually cutting down on the age where we want to start screening to 45. Now, there are different ways of screening. There are three essentially recommended tests put out by all our societies. There are stool-based testing, and there's two of those. And then there's the traditional colonoscopy.
Yeah, and so now colonoscopy, probably the most well-known tool for screening. Remind us, Doc, what's involved in a colonoscopy?
So colonoscopy is probably the best test for colon cancer prevention. And I want to stress prevention because the other stool-based tests are really for early detection. Colon cancer starts off by a small growth in the colon that's not quite yet turned into tumor or cancer cells, but it's growing abnormally, and that's called a polyp. Colonoscopy is a tool that we use to visually look inside the colon, find these polyps, and remove them at the same time. That's really where the benefit comes from. Probably the most challenging part to that is it's an invasive test. You know, it does require significant preparation, which a lot of people find that to be a little bit obtrusive in their lives, and it could require a whole day where you miss work. So there's a lot of preparation that goes into going to colonoscopy, but is by far the best test for finding polyps and preventing colon cancer.
Yeah, I've heard, well, and I've complained the same as all of your other patients who probably complain to you, is that it's not the colonoscopy, it's the preparation of the colonoscopy that's the issue.
Yeah, certainly. You know, it does require some fasting prior to. We have usually have people on like a liquid type diet, and then you have to take a very strong laxative to kind of purge the colon or get it cleaned out. And, you know, that's not the most comfortable thing to go through. When it's done successfully, it really can be a beneficial test.
Yeah,
and I think that's where other options come into play. For those that feel like that's not right for their health or that's not the right choice, there has to be options, and that's where the stool-based tests come in.
But, you know, Doc, you've made a very important – we're talking, by the way, to Dr. Timothy Laurie here today from FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. That I've thought about this, but I've never thought to this extent on this, is that really the colonoscopy is also a cancer prevention because it takes the polyps off, which could eventually become cancerous. So you're talking about not only a test in terms of, are you okay, but a preventative measure as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's investing in your health. You know, and I think that's a generative new concept for people to understand, is that we're starting to move away from, you know, treating, you know, symptoms and you know, problems that come up that you're aware of, to actually preventing things that even begin. And that's a new area of healthcare that we're getting into. But that's going to be the most important, right? Your biggest investment you have in your life is your health. And you want to do what you can to prevent future problems. And so that's really where colon cancer screening really shines, is it's really the one test that can prevent a major problem.
All right, let's talk about the other non-invasive screening. A new program out now, a new screening program. It's called FIT. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so it's FIT stands for fecal immunohistochemical testing. It's a stool-based test where it allows us to detect products or proteins within red blood cells. So it's really detecting blood. Now, as colon cancer grows or as a tumor grows, it ulcerates, it cracks, it bleeds. And so the stool-based test is trying to look for that blood before you can see it. You know, it's microscopic. So it's a way to sort of catch it early because, again, as I said before, as cancer begins to grow, it doesn't really cause problems until it gets to be too big or too late or spread away from the colon. So if you can catch blood even before you can see it, then that's really where that you can get it early detection.
Who are the best candidates for this type of screening, the FIT screening?
Yeah, so it's right now approved for what we consider average risk individuals. Those are people who don't have a family history of colon polyps, who have never had a colon polyp removed before, or other medical problems that can increase your risk for colon cancer. Insurance companies right now will usually consider average risk to be 50 and over, but that target is changing to 45. So it's really where it's mostly indicated and best used.
Dr. Laurie, what about how does the FIT screening compare to colonoscopies as far as effectiveness in finding cancer early?
Yeah, when it comes to medical tests, then you really have to sort of understand, or you need a little bit of knowledge of how good these tests are. There are no perfect tests. Every test has certain operating characteristics. You want a test that can say, hey, if the test is positive, then yeah, it means that there's a problem there. Likewise, you want to have a good test that's negative. You know that there's no problem, that it's not missing anything. We call that the sensitivity and specificity of test. So if you want to really get into the effectiveness of the test, colonoscopy is what we would consider to be the gold standard. It is by far the best. It's got a 95 sensitivity and 95 specificity, which means that it's really good at telling if there is a problem. And a normal test is, you can walk away pretty confident that there's no problem, that there's really nothing that's been missed. Now, the stool-based tests are a little bit different. So the FIT test, it has a sensitivity, approaching just over 70% compared to colonoscopy, where it's more around the right 95%, which means that it's pretty good, but there are chances where, you can have a positive test, but it may be not that it's cancer, that it could be, maybe bleeding from internal hemorrhoid or some other process that's going on in there. Its specificity is actually quite good, which means that a negative test is good, that it's very unlikely that there's bleeding that's occurring from, potential tumor or colon cancer.
If someone's done a FIT test, will they have to do a colonoscopy at some point, maybe, potentially?
Yeah, so remember, these are detection tests. So if there is a positive FIT test, which means that they are detecting blood in the colon, then requires us to do a colonoscopy to figure out why. We need to see if there's a tumor in there, if there's a large polyp or some other source that could be bleeding. So a positive FIT test definitely leads into a colonoscopy. A negative FIT test, then we would recommend that every year you have a FIT test, just to sort of that we keep close surveillance of it.
Does insurance cover the FIT testing?
It does. Insurance, and there's all different plans, and it really depends on an individual's plan and what's covered and what's not covered. But in general, most insurance companies will cover prevention testing for colon cancer.
All right, Doc. And how could someone arrange for a FIT testing or screening, or for that matter, maybe a colonoscopy at FHN? How could they do that?
Yeah, so there's multiple ways to do that, but probably the best is to start with your primary provider. See your provider, ask questions about colon cancer screening. The providers are very aware that who is appropriate for colon cancer screening. An interesting fact is that nationwide, there is a problem. We're not meeting the target of where we should be for colon cancer screening. There's a general recommendation that across the nation that 80% of our patient population that we're responsible for who are appropriate should have colon cancer screening performed. And in Illinois, we're actually the worst. We're well below 40%, so we're not meeting that 80% target, which meaning that there are people out there who are appropriate for screening, that we're missing, that we're not capturing. And so awareness, knowledge, and talking to your doctor about this, you know, definitely will help us reach that 80% target. And so that's probably the good place to start is, you know, talk to your primary provider, make that appointment. When you go in for your physical, they're going to have these conversations. They're going to let you know if you're appropriate or not. You can certainly always visit your gastroenterologist. They're probably the ones that are most knowledgeable about colon cancer screening and what's the right test for you and what are the pros and cons of each test.
All right, Doc. Great information. Thank you very much. Always great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Timothy Lorry here today, and that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, sponsored this morning, today, the preceding by FHN.